You're listening to the Blissful Bites podcast, episode 196.
Welcome to Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Each week, we bring you a successful woman, inspiring message, or business tip to help you build a sustainable business you're proud of. Now, your host, Nicole Culver.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another episode here on the Blissful Bites podcast. So we've been a little out of sorts, you may have noticed here on the podcast, but we are right in the middle of Blogger Summer Camp, and I just had to kind of be like, okay, well, I'm on limited time, my kids are on summer break, and camp's really short, so something had to give. So this podcast had to give a little bit, but I will be back more consistently soon, hopefully as soon as next week, but I wanted to come on and share with you a little something that I shared with Blogger Summer Camp and I think would be really helpful for you. So Blogger Summer Camp has been going really well. The speakers are super involved in answering questions, and I feel like asking and answering questions piece is so important because a lot of time we operate as bloggers or entrepreneurs in this vacuum in our little bubble. And sure, you can ask questions in free groups, but there's nothing like getting the support you need when you invest in a program. It makes a huge, huge difference. So it's been really fun to see people ask questions and to just give up their support and help to other people. It's so important. So for the next event, definitely look out for the Food Summit, which won't be until January, oh my gosh, 2018, but you will have the option to join us for the next Food Entrepreneur Summit in January 2018. So for now, what I wanted to talk to you about was adding and deleting. And I'm talking not about a computer, but I'm talking about your blog and your business. So I just wanted to take a few minutes to talk to you about what you're doing in your daily activities for your blog and how much of an impact those activities have on your business. So I want you to think about a typical day when you are working on your blog, whether you do it an hour a day or 5 or 8 hours a day. I want you to make a list of all those things that you're doing, whether it is shooting a recipe, recipe testing, scheduling out tweets, scheduling out Facebook, and I want you to make a complete list of everything you do. I usually recommend doing this over 2 to 3 days so you can get an idea of all those tasks that you do because it usually changes day by day. And then next to those tasks, I want you to rate them 1 to 10, 1 being very minimal to no minimal impact on your money making, the money you get actually in your pocket, to 10. This has a huge impact on the money I get in my pocket because as bloggers, a lot of times, honestly, we sit in that zone of like not making any money. And if you want to make money, then you need to do more things that make you money. So if you know, going to 5 local businesses to see about an Instagram partnership is going to make you money, then you need to be doing more of those things that, I'll say it again, make you money. But if you are scheduling out tweets and you cannot figure out how that relates to your money, then stop doing that. And it doesn't mean stopping these things forever, but it means stopping these things for now. Because if you have these goals to quit your job, then you need to be in the money-making zone. And it's really easy to just want to be on Instagram or just want to be creating blog post after blog post. But think about it. If you're focusing on content and you're not focusing on making money, then how do you ever expect to make money? Creating content isn't your business. Your business is actually getting yourself and your content out there. It's a big, big difference. So don't just be passionate about creating your content. Be passionate about getting yourself and your content out there. So that might mean stopping creating new content for a few weeks so you can take time to get into your local community and schedule a few events. Maybe it means pitching some press. Maybe it means taking over an Instagram account. Whatever it means, you're getting yourself and your content out there. So do this little time audit, create a list of all the tasks you're doing, scale them 1 to 10 on how much of an impact it makes on your business. And then that third step is take out all those things that have low impact on the money in your pocket and stop doing them. Stop doing them for 2 to 4 weeks and then you can revisit. But I want you to really make that mindset shift and treat your business like a real, real business. A lot of us really want to get to that point where we can make a few thousand dollars a month so we can support our families and get out of that job that we're just not liking. And this is the way to do it. So I hope you do this. If you do this activity, come on over to the Blissful Bites community on Facebook. You can go to NicoleColverBlog.com/community and come tell me what you learned. So I hope you guys have a great day and I'll be back soon, consistently back on the podcast.
This has been Blissful Bites, a food entrepreneur podcast. Thanks for listening.